Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 23, 1804. Day 102 of the expedition. Camp near present-day Vermilion River, South Dakota. Yesterday, a vote was taken to pick a new sergeant to replace Sergeant Floyd. There were three contenders, Gass, Bratton, and Gibson. Patrick Gass was elected, but the detachment order of promotion was not written until August 26, 1804. Also, yesterday Captain Lewis was pounding or grinding up some minerals which Captain Clark thought contained arsenic. Lewis breathed in some of the dust and was nearly poisoned. That evening he took a dose of salts to carry off the poison. Purging of the body by a laxative was a common remedy to remove harmful substances. Today, Captain Clark writes,
"Set out this morning very early. Joe Field killed a buffalo. Two elk swam by the boat. Many guns fired at them, but did not kill the animals. Captain Lewis went out with eight men and brought in the buffalo." Captain William Clark, August 23, 1804.
This was the first buffalo they killed, and it took all eight men to bring it to the bank, butcher it, and load it in the boat. The name for the animal, buffalo, was coined by Lewis and Clark as it resembled the water buffalo of Asia. The proper name is bison, but buffalo has stuck even up to the present time. A buffalo could yield up to 1,000 pounds of dressed meat. The meat is lean and considered very tasty and a staple food by the Indians. The expedition's party enjoyed buffalo as they passed through the Great Plains. The party also saw great numbers of elk and deer on these plains. Meat for food and hides for clothing were plentiful. Clark did write more in the entry today, but it was the usual commentary on wind, direction, view of the prairie, and weather. Tomorrow, arrival at the Vermilion River.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.